just as some of us enjoy putting catchy bumper stickers on our cars, some truck and bus drivers in Latin America take delight in writing dichos or sayings on their vehicles. Recently, I spoke with Claire Gonzalez, outreach coordinator with the Center for Latin American Studies at Vanderbilt, about the center's sponsorship of the Dichos exhibit at Cheekwood. Claire, why did the Center for Latin American Studies become a sponsor for the Cheekwood exhibit known as Dichos?
We were interested in becoming a part of this exhibit because it fits very well with our mission and our mandate as a national resource center to teach and to teach, educate people about Latin America. So we felt that as a popular art form, Dichos was a great chance to teach people about Latin America.
What can people expect to see at this exhibit?
At this exhibit, people can expect to see photographs from Mexico, Peru, Ecuador, Guatemala, and Panama that have on, as well as miniature vehicles that have on them dichos. And dichos are sayings. That's what that means, sayings. The sayings are love, faith and devotion, wit, and egotism. So people can expect to see the brightly painted vehicles with these sayings. Sometimes they're buses, sometimes they're trucks.
Now, why would people put these on their trucks? Is it actually the drivers that do that?
Yes, it is. The drivers, because they want their buses to be the most interesting and the most colorful so that they'll generate the most business, they're highly individualized with their own personality and their own sense of what they want to show people about themselves, as well as to generate their business. So the person who owns the bus or the truck will paint the dicho on and decorate it with all different kinds of colors and different things like that.
So it's a little bit like putting a bumper sticker on, but I guess it sounds like more effort.
What's interesting is it's interesting to look at what's there is more effort, but also that it's unlike a bumper sticker in that the main way is that these sayings, these dichos are never political. So it's not to get somebody to do something, like to vote for somebody or to sign up for some sort of group, as often it is in the United States. The dichos are just to show something about the driver and the person who painted the bus.
I understand that the Center for Latin American Studies is doing a couple of teacher workshops. What is the purpose of that?
We at the Center for Latin American Studies, along with Cheekwood, offered two workshops on dichos. And in these workshops, we had lead teachers who had learned the art form and actually done the art form with artists at Cheekwood prior to the workshop. And then during the workshops, taught the teachers how to do this art form, as well as teaching them. We had people from Vanderbilt to come and give teachers a context about this art form. And then the teachers actually created their own dichos bus on canvas and will take that back to their schools, as well as each teacher took a blank canvas back to their schools so that they can do the project with their students. Some of these buses will become permanent displays at the different schools, and it's really been an exciting project for teachers and students alike, as some of the buses have been really individualized with the students' pictures or the principal's pictures, or even one had the janitor driving the bus. And this art form was so fun for them to do, as they were able to cut out on the canvas and make windows or, you know, all different kinds of ways. And what was fascinating was to look at how each teacher and with their students did it, this art form, in a different way. So they went away with blank canvases, but they came back with something. Each one was so different but so beautiful in its own way.
So is it actually a three-dimensional object, or is it more like a painting?
It's a canvas. It's like kind of a thick canvas with a large stenciled bust on it. Cheekwood paint was able to stencil these you know, canvases with large outline of a bust. And then the neat thing about this is this canvas will take on paint. It will take paint pens. It will even, people had glued, you know, all kinds of things like chicken feathers or cut out the windows or, you know, this canvas, you can do so much with it. In addition, one of the teachers, we had given them a template to make a smaller bust, and she blew up that template on cardstock. And so 75 of her students made smaller and three-dimensional buses that we were able to display at the workshops. And of course, each teacher, one of the great things about these workshops is that each teacher leaves with material for their classroom, curriculum, ways they can incorporate it into their curriculum, and very tangible items that they can really do with their class the next day. And on the evaluations, many said, tomorrow we'll be incorporating this. And that's part of what we really are mandated to do by the U.S. Department of Education, is to make sure that teachers get that hands-on material, very tangible, that they can really incorporate into their classrooms.
And would it just be students taking Spanish, or would it be other classes also?
I'm glad that you asked that question, because these teachers are not just Spanish teachers. We had art teachers, we had technology teachers, we had a library specialist, we had just all different social studies, all different across the spectrum. We also had teachers this time, we're very excited about this, coming in as a team from a school. For example, one of the schools came in with their library specialist, their art teacher, and their Spanish teacher. So they will work together to develop this, and across the curriculum, they'll work with the classroom teachers and come up with something that they'll take out together. And this is what we really want to promote, this sort of cross-curricular, getting a lot of people involved.
Were any Vanderbilt students involved in making DICHAs?
Yes, actually, our graduate students also made a DICHOS bus. So yes, very colorful, and they did a very beautiful job with the bus also.
Did you have any particular favorites when you saw the exhibit, or does any even particularly stand out in your mind, the sayings?
There was a beautifully done bus from an art teacher, and I say it was done by her. Really, it was done by her student. She did the project with her students, and she's the one that I was talking about a few minutes ago that had the janitor driving the bus, and the principal was a passenger. And she had made little papel picado, which is the cutting out that people often use for parties in Latin America, especially Mexico. And she had decorated the bus with the papel picado. This particular bus also, I think, had a beautiful theme, because it was Glendale School, and it's the immersion school. And it was the art teacher from Glendale School. And she had incorporated... One thing to know about these buses is that on the front of the bus, it's supposed to be a landscape. So people chose different landscapes for their bus. Some people chose Cheekwood as their landscape, or some people chose, you know, different things, all different kinds of places. Well, she chose what used to be Glendale Park, because before Glendale was a school, it was a park. So she chose the park. And so the children painted on the front of the bus the park, and that was like a beautiful theme, because it incorporated the history of their school, but yet with this whole theme of, you know, Latin America, and with the papel picado and the janitor as the driver. And so it was this kind of group making this art project was something that helps them, the children, to know their history.
Why is this somewhat of a disappearing type of art when you go to Latin America?
with the emergence of large trucking companies, especially in Mexico, we are seeing this art form disappear. And so that is why the gentleman who did these photographs thought it so important to do this, because, you know, there's not as much individualization when the big trucking companies come in. You cannot decorate those, right? So these are gradually a disappearing art form. And with it is lost, unless we have exhibits like this, with it is lost these beautiful kind of individualized buses and trucks.
And the exhibit goes on till January.
It goes through January. It's going on now. And one thing to mention is that classroom teachers and other kinds of groups, educational groups, can take their classes to see this exhibit by contacting Cheekwood. And there's information on their website about that. So this is a great opportunity for children to go see this exhibit that will run through January.
Dichos, words to live, love, and laugh by in Latin America, can be viewed in the Courtyard Gallery of Cheekwood Art and Gardens through January 17th. For interview, I'm Emery Dear Owens. Aunque sea de vez en cuando. Dicen que cuando suspiran aquellos ojitos verdes, me suspiran.